And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Making it cool to be a conservative. I got a caller on the line there, bud. I do. Is that Jeff from Indiana? Jeff, how you doing today, man?
Doing great, Phil.
Good.
Hey, I see you got a new buddy there called Gunner now, huh?
He's got those guns,
got
man.
Gun.
He got those guns.
Got the guns, baby.
Going down to the gun show.
That's right.
Yeah.
When did we? Who's crazier, the people with gender dysphoria, or the people who sit there and let them people like that, push the narrative and everything? It's like saying, well, I'm schizophrenic, but I want everybody to be schizophrenic. So let's everybody take some acid and everything, so you can be more like me. Who's insane? I mean, it's truly insane. We're letting people with mental illnesses drive the narrative and try to make people, that don't have mental illness think that they need to be mentally ill.
Well, and I'm trying to figure out too, Jeff, you said who's driving the narrative? I don't know, because literally there's such a minority in this country. There's such a infinitesimally small minority. But you would think that they are like half the United States by watching what's on the media these days. But then on top of that, who is driving the narrative? Who is the one out there putting the background stories together that all the media outlets and woke corporations are buying into? Is it just the lobbying group like the Human Resource Campaign? Is there something more insidious going on? I don't know where the collusion comes from, but daggum, somebody out there is spreading the narrative.
Yeah, it's like they've made the people, it's like, well, we can't discriminate. We're so anti-discriminative that we just have lost our minds, I guess you'd say. It's like, oh, we can't discriminate against these people. If they want to make my children gay and trans or whatever, well, they can do that because I don't want to talk badly about them or anything,
Yeah, and here's the thing. You're still allowed to say no. That's the truth. You're still allowed to say no. When they tell you have to bend a knee, you don't have to bend the knee. You're allowed to say no.
And people better start learning how to say no. I mean, it's just like the Disney Corporation and everything, we're woke and everything. And it's like, oh, we're woke and now we're broke.
Well, I hope that's true because, it's like one of those things. If you look at the map of politics around the United States, if you'll notice, if you do a red and blue comparison, the red ground far outweighs. But you're looking at these pockets of strong blues in the major metropolitan areas. And the same is true, I think, for what you and I are talking about. The vast majority of America believes in conservative values. The vast majority believes in traditional families. And the vast majority of America believes that, sexualizing our children and teaching them they can be transgender when they're 5 years old is really a bad idea. So anyway, just say no.
The cities are filled with gullible people is all I can say, because they really believe, they can call themselves Democrat. I call them Democrat because I'm sorry, but you're not intelligent if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a rocket scientist, a brain surgeon or whatever. You have no common sense, period. Intelligence works over a broad spectrum. Just like me, I'm just a high school graduate, but. I've worked around people that has these degrees and everything, and it's like, you got to be out of your mind. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I used to think I was an idiot or whatever until I got around somebody who had the paper that says they're smart, and it's like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, there was some song by a group years ago, the Indigo Girls, which actually I think they were gay, but they had one line in there talking about how they spent in college, they spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind, got their paper, and they were free. But hey, listen, buddy, I got another call I got to take before we hit the break, so let me do that. Jeff, you be safe on the road there, brother.
Have a good one, Phil.
All right, you too, man. Line two, Boomer, I got somebody on there? Yeah, I see it. Michael from ARAB. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, just this transgender, transgender, abortion, euthanasia, what this is all about is population control. The elites think the planet is overpopulated, and they're doing everything they can to reduce the population. And the transgender, that's just their newest thing that they're really pushing.
So you're saying you think that by emasculating our kids, that they're in population control by doing that?
Yeah, because they're not going to reproduce once they're mutilated.
Well, you know what? I hate to say it, but that is absolutely out there. You know what? And what's interesting, too, is that would sound like a conspiracy theory, except some of them are actually saying it out loud now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You're familiar with the Georgia Guidestones, aren't you, before they were destroyed?
I'm aware of them.
Yeah, the number one guide on the, some people call it the New World Order, Ten Commandments, was maintain human population under 500 million. You know how many people have got to be eradicated for that to happen to meet their goal?
Well, yeah, and I don't know that I subscribe to all of the Guidestone stuff, but the reality is I know what you're saying, and I do believe there are some out there that that see population control as being a good thing. Hey, Michael, I'm up against a break, man. Let me jump to it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you know, okay, Guidestones, all that aside, I don't know. But the reality is this: I do believe that Michael had a point. Is that when you break down the family, when you tear down the idea of gender, when you destroy the opportunity for people to actually grow up and live productive and reproductive lives, for that matter, when you increase abortion, or you fight to increase abortion, but you also fight to thereby decrease the ability of people to even populate. What does that look like? And then when you have ridiculous stuff like Chuck Schumer recently doing a press conference where he said that one of the reasons why we need to allow more illegal immigration and give amnesty is because we as a population are declining. Well, at the same time, he's fighting for abortion and fighting for transgenderism for children. You have to look at that and go, you're arguing against yourself, or are you? Yeah, that's, I don't know. Put it all together, it ain't good. I don't care what kind of soup you make out of it, it ain't good. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming right back, Adventures in Woke World. We'll be right back.